watch the setting sun go down. The world has suffered for a while. This pressing matter has no bounds. So try for years to save a smile. Such an insatiable hunger. They're always wanting more for greed, until they sink.
Everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. That was a song by Gina Rosberry, formerly known as Gina Vecchi. I recently made a phone call to Gina, and we discussed that song and songwriting in general, and that conversation went a little bit like this.
How you doing?
I'm swell. How are you, Matt?
I'm swell as well. So, this song... You said it has no title?
It has no title.
And you have a heart?
It doesn't have no meaning.
It has no meaning?
No.
Oh, what did you say?
So that doesn't mean that it doesn't have no meaning.
Oh, okay. Well, what does this song mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
What's it about? Like, what's it for?
Okay. I have a thing with my songs where I write them, I don't really think about what I'm writing, I just write. And then when I'm done, I kind of sit down and think about what I actually wrote and try to make sense of it myself. Because a lot of the time, I don't know, I just, it's hard for me to explain.
I think
a gateway to my emotion.
I think I know what you mean.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I just write it and then I'm like, okay, so yeah, this is how I feel. Because a lot of the times, like, if you're angry or, like, really happy or really sad, like, I can't really... decipher my, or like tell the difference between my emotions a lot of the time. So when I write a song, kind of helps me figure it out. And that sounds like a really happy, kind of like a bittersweet song for me, because I was really happy, but like not so happy when I wrote it. And it's kind of about like being taken advantage of, but having the willpower to get your way and do what you want.
Mm-hmm. When you wrote it, you didn't actually... You weren't actually, like, consciously necessarily thinking about it. You just sort of maybe sang something and it stuck, that sort of thing, and then you put meaning on it after, sort of.
Yep. It's always a line. Like, I'll just think of a line that I like. I think it has a good sound. And I think on that song it was like, I don't even remember specifically, but I just, you think of a line and then from there you work on it, and I don't know, I don't really like think of words and then a song, like music for it. I usually just like think of words, and then 4 months later I'll be playing, like messing around on my guitar, and I'm like, oh wow, that sounds good. Oh, I have some words that I could use for that, and then I'll see where it goes. Sometimes songwriting takes a super long time for me.
You're saying, like, do you have like a catalog of lyrics, sort of, that you're just like, do you write lyrics separately, and then?
I do. It's like, since I've moved, I've like written 2 songs, but I'm not done, because I'm not sure if I like them the way they are, or if I like the way that I was playing the guitar to them and stuff, so I just kind of like put them on reserve, and then like later on, if I start writing something else, and then part of those lyrics will fit in there, then I'll do that too. And it just, I have no idea. It's probably like the most disorganized thing I've ever done in my entire life. It's like writing music, but for some reason, like, if I really like it, I just know, like, wow, this is it. This is the song. This is the finished product.
Right.
And sometimes I have, like, lyrics that I thought up in my head and, like, wrote down on a piece of paper, like, months and months ago.
And you're also saying it sort of takes you a long time. Like, how long will it take you to, like, give an example of, like, how long a song takes you in order for you to feel like it's done, like that sort of thing?
It really depends. Like, I have a song that I started back in March, and I can't seem to like tie it up and like finish it, and I've rewritten the words to it a million times. Like, I know exactly how I want the song to sound, but I just can't like figure out the right words for it. I've had it since March, and it's like one verse that needs to be finished, and like this bridge area, I don't even know, like, I just can't finish it though.
Yeah.
I heard it in March, and I don't know, for a while, like with music, for me, it's like, for a while, like, I won't write a song at all, and then one day I'll write, like, 4 songs, and then I won't write a song for a year,
In this song specifically, like, did it sort of, was it in one of those spells where you, like, wrote 4 songs in a row, or did it, like, hit you and you had to write it? Was it, like, something like that?
Yeah, that song, I wrote 3 songs when I wrote that song, and that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 3 songs, that was the song that I was like, the song is done. All the other songs, not done.
Yeah. Cool. Where were you when you wrote it?
I was at my brother's apartment in Dorchester, and I started, like, with this song, I actually was playing, like, a guitar part and, like, just humming over it, and I really liked it. And I left that night and was driving home, and I was just, like, thinking of words. And sometimes if I get bored of the music that I have in my car, I just sing random stuff until I sing something that I like. And then I'll, like, okay, this is really weird, but I, like, voice record it on my cell phone if I don't want to forget it. And then when I get back to a place where I can actually play guitar, then I'll listen to it and... That's what I did.
Cool. So, did you like intend this piece to be for anything? Like, I know you do Tony Bear with Tony, with your brother Tony, and like that sort of thing. Did you expect it to be like a Tony Bear song, or did you just sort of do it to do it?
Yeah, I just wrote it. You know, like, I mean, any song that I wrote, like, I always thought that like it'd be cool if Tony Bear would play it, but. I feel like my style versus my brother's style is more kind of, like, laid back and, like, you know, less sporadic, which I feel like Tony Bear kind of was. It always, like, took different turns. Songs. Tony Bear songs are not, like, I don't know, typical. And a lot of the songs that I write, like, for my own reasons. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of like typical, and I mean, it's not because I want to excite people. That's not why like I write my music. It's just because I want to do it, you know. So
yeah, that's
I didn't intend
cool.
for it to be for Tony Bear, but if it happened to be for Tony Bear, like if it worked out, then that would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's a good way to go about doing it, probably, just to do it for yourself
yeah.
and, you know, not think about it too much.
Music, you know?
So just like with the music aspect, like the chord changes are, or the not necessarily the chord changes themselves, but like the changes within the parts are sort of, actually like what you're saying, like the Tony Bear songs, they sort of have a lot of, it sort of twists and turns a lot, and I
yeah,
was just wondering,
okay.
like, I was wondering if it was, like, if it, like, happens naturally like that, or if you put a lot of thought into those changes.
The part, there's, like, the intro to the song, right, and I'm just mm-hmm. playing, and I'm singing, or whatever, and I do, like, two verses or whatever, and then it goes into this, like, different part with, those chords. Rhythm that I play, which is, yeah, it's a lot different from what I start out with, and, like, that was the first music that I wrote for the song, and I kind of, like, built the song off of that, and, I don't know how I thought of it, or, like, what made me want to do it that way. I really, like, when I write a song, I like doing things, like, with different, I don't know, dynamics, I would say. Like, I like songs that start off soft and get loud and then get soft again, or, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
Or, like, the rhythm does kind of, like, slow down or quicken or something, you know, so.
Yeah. Is there any, like, direct influence for this song specifically, like, another artist or band or something that influenced that sort of thing, or?
I don't know, like, it all depends on, like, what I'm listening to at that time. I really am a big fan of, like, female solo artists or singers or something. And I don't even know who I was listening to around that time. I think I was, like, listening to Whoa and, like, Metric and, like, just female singers. But I can't, like, put a finger on who totally influenced me
mm-hmm.
on that. But it kind of had, like, the song to me, like, kind of had like a jazzier feel than just like a typical like folk song that I write, you know.
Yeah. So you are recently married, correct? How long have you been married now?
Is today November 2nd?
Today.
November 1st.
November 1st.
Okay, so tomorrow it'll be a month.
Nice. How has that influenced your songwriting, if at all?
It's been pretty crazy. Like, well, when I came down to start getting the ball rolling on, like, Joe and I getting our own place and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I've only had two duffel bags with, like, a handful of clothes and some shoes.
Mm-hmm. You're in South Carolina? Is that where you are?
I was in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Because that's where he was at school, and then we just moved to Georgia. So I'm in Savannah now.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, but I don't have my guitar, I just have, like, a handful of clothes, but he has a guitar, and now that we have our own place, like, I feel like I'm in a spot where I can feel comfortable and actually start playing again, because
mm-hmm.
before he was, like, at a schoolhouse dormitory thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't that cool, but, I don't know, it was, like, really stressful, so I haven't, life's been such a blur, I haven't really been able to, like, think of anything, so.
Yeah, well, like you were saying, I'm sure it'll come to you in a huge wave of six songs or something.
Yeah, like so. A conglomerate of music.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
cool.
I have to sort it out.
Is this like, is this a favorite song of yours, or is it like a...
It really is. I feel like it's like a, kind of like a turning point in my life, where I was just like, not musical, not even musically, but just like who I was as a person. And
uh-huh.
It's like, after I wrote that song...
When did you exactly write it, was it?
I'd say it was, like, at the beginning of June, like, end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
I wrote it, and, like, I was just like, I don't know. I don't want to get too big into details,
because, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's for you guys to figure out.
yeah, well, that's cool, though.
We'll just say that I did get my way, though, so.
Okay. Good. All right, well, I think we're good. Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, and I can't wait till you see you've done that.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Cool, that was our interview with Gina Rosbury. Thanks a lot, Gina, for doing that. Thanks for listening, and check demomirror.com. Next week, we'll have some more music and interviews. See you later.